It must be said, the NFL game between the Houston Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars tomorrow night is not a marquee matchup. The Texans are 2-10. The Jaguars look a little better, having won 3 of their last 4 games, but that was only after losing the first 8 games of the season. In fact, these teams combine for the lowest winning percentage in the history of the NFL Network's Thursday night football games. Still, as NPR's Mike Pesca reports, this is an NFL game, and NFL games draw viewers and interest like nothing else on TV.
Since September, the most-watched TV program of any kind, sitcom, drama, ill-tempered housewives, anything, was the first football game between the Chiefs and the Broncos. The second most-watched TV show of any kind was an NFL game between the Broncos and Cowboys. The third, you know what? I watch football with a TiVo, so let's skip ahead. 25th most-watched show of any kind, like every show on this list, was also a football game. It's easy to see why. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, old veterans, young gunslingers, championship ambitions. So what happens when the game on national TV isn't that good? When it's actually quantifiably the worst matchup in the history of Thursday night football, what will people do?
People still watch.
John Oran covers media for the Sports Business Journal.
I can pretty much guarantee you that this is going to get over 6 million viewers, because all these games get over 6 million viewers. And if it's close, if it's a close game, even with bad teams, it could be over 7 million viewers.
Those 6 or 7 million will double, maybe even triple, tomorrow night's nationally televised Miami Heat game. Or consider that all of the Major League Baseball playoffs average 6.3 million viewers a game. But Jags-Texans could beat that on the NFL Network, a cable outlet not available in tens of millions of homes. Alex Reithmiller, vice president of communications for the NFL Network, knows the reason.
The fact is, it's an NFL game, right? And there are millions of NFL fans across the United States. There are fans of the Jaguars, there are fans of the Texans, and there's also this thing called fantasy football that people love.
Oh, that. Where Andre Johnson doesn't play for the 2-10 Texans, but maybe the 7-5 Mike's Marauders, or the 8-4 Badonka Gronks. The fact is that the NFL is paid almost $2 billion a year by ESPN for its games, and about $1 billion a year each by NBC, Fox, and CBS. They want to give those partners the great games. If it falls on the NFL to show the Jags versus Texans on their in-house network, that's okay. This game will be a winner, as authored by two losers. And while the network is promoting tomorrow's game as a tense showdown,
but the Jags are determined to take down their rivals Thursday night football.
Reithmiller of the NFL Network was sure to remind me that next week's game will feature the Broncos. They have Peyton Manning. You might want to tune in. Mike Pesca, NPR News.